to my problem, I told Dory, my wife, "You can quit your job now. I will take care of you. From now on, you will take the place you deserve in this family." However, she knew better. She said, "No, Dave, I will keep my job for a year while you go save the drunks." That is exactly what I set out to do. As I look back on it now, I did everything wrong, but at least I was thinking of somebody else instead of myself. I had begun to get a little bit of something I am very full of now, and that is gratitude. I was becoming increasingly grateful to the people in New York and to the God they referred to, but whom I found difficult to reach. Yet I realized I had to seek the higher power I was told about. I was all alone in Quebec at that time. The Toronto group had been in operation since the previous fall, and there was a member in Windsor who attended meetings across the river in Detroit. That was AA in its entirety in this country. One day I got a letter from a man in Halifax who wrote, "One of my friends, a drunk, works in Montreal, but he is currently in Chicago where he went on a major binge. When he returns to Montreal, I'd like you to talk to him." I met this man at his home. His wife was cooking dinner, their young daughter at her side. The man was wearing a velvet jacket and sitting comfortably in his parlor. I hadn't met many people from high society. I immediately thought, "What's going on here? This man isn't an alcoholic." Jack was a down-to-earth person. He was used to discussions about psychiatry, and the concept of a higher power didn't appeal to him.